Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 12th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav. And then we're going to begin the 13th parak of Maseches Shabbos, parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We learned in Mishnah Dalet of parak Yud Beis, the one is liable for the malacha of kosev, of writing, if he wrote two letters in one single lapse of awareness, in one single moment when he didn't understand and wasn't aware of Shabbos or the severity of the malacha that he was performing. The Mishnah here is going to discuss a machlokas about a person who wrote each letter during a separate lapse of awareness, each separate moment when he wasn't aware of what Shabbos is all about. It says the Mishnah, HaKosev Shtei Osios B'Shtei Ha'alamos. If a person writes two letters in two separate lapses of awareness, for example, he wrote one letter without realizing that the day is Shabbos, then he remembers that it's Shabbos, but then he forgot again and wrote a second letter next to the first letter. What's the halacha in such a situation? Says the Mishnah, Achas Shachas V'Achas Bein Harbaim, or if he writes one letter in the morning and one letter in the afternoon, meaning to say there was enough time between writing each letter to remember that it is Shabbos. However, he didn't necessarily actually remember that it was Shabbos, but because there was enough time for him to remember, we assume that perhaps he did. Says the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel Mechayiv. Rabbi Gamliel holds that he is liable, that a lapse of awareness does not end until the person actually becomes aware or had time to become aware that he performed an entire malacha. Therefore, according to that opinion, if you remembered after writing just one letter, which is only part of a malacha, the first lapse of awareness did not end but remained in effect. He therefore wrote both letters during a single lapse of awareness, which makes him liable for having performed the malacha. But says the Mishnah, v'chachamim poter, however the chachamim rule, no, he is exempt, he did not do an aveira on a daraisa level. They hold that in order for a lapse of awareness to end, the person doesn't need to necessarily become aware that he had done an entire malacha, rather it is enough for him to simply become aware or have time to become aware that he did part of a malacha, and therefore he would be poter in such a case. Continuing now with Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph, as we begin to discuss the malacha of Oreg of weaving. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'oreg Shlosha Chutin Betchila, if a person weaves together either the first three threads of at the start of weaving a new piece of cloth, Ve'echar Al Ha'oreg, or he adds even one single thread on a cloth that is already partially woven, that is already in the process of being woven, says the Mishnah Chayiv, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in either of these cases, whether it's three to start a cloth or whether it's one weaving to continue a cloth, he is liable, he has transgressed the prohibition of weaving on Shabbos. The Chachamim say no. Bein betzchila, bein basof, shiro shnei chut. And whether one is starting to weave for the first time this piece of cloth, or someone's at the end of weaving a cloth that's already mostly woven, either way, the minimum amount that would make a person chayiv, liable for weaving on Shabbos, would be two threads. That's the opinion of the Chachamim, and that, in fact, is how we paskin as well. Quick review, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vav discussed a person who writes two letters in two separate lapses of awareness. According to Rabban Gamliel, you would be obligated to be liable in such a situation. And according to the Chachamim, no, you would be putter, because again, according to the Chachamim, in order for a lapse of awareness to end, the person doesn't actually need to become aware that he had done an entire malacha. Rather, it is sufficient for him to simply become aware that he did part of a malacha. That works for that. And then Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph quoted a machlokas regarding exactly what makes a person chayiv for weaving on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Lezard, it's either three threads at the start of a weaving a new piece of cloth, or one thread to continue. According to the Chachamim, it is whether it's to start off a piece of cloth or to continue or finish off a piece of cloth. At the end of the day, it is two threads, and that is how we paskin lehalacha. Have a great day.